The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios in downtown Reading of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, March the 7th. 2025, just making sure everybody's, you know, with us today. And 7:05 in the morning in the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning.
Very good morning.
And a special day today?
Yesterday's National Hospitality Day.
Okay. So we'll be hospitable to our guests today.
And today is also National Employee Appreciation Day.
Oh.
The first day of March. The first Friday of March, I'm sorry.
I totally appreciate you.
Thank you so much, as I appreciate to have opportunity to be here already for 2 years almost.
Wow. It hasn't been 2 years.
It will be in April.
You're kidding. 2 years?
Can you imagine?
No, I don't.
Me too. Jeez. It looks like it was yesterday.
It really seems like maybe a year. I wouldn't have thought 2 years.
I'm
oh, my
so
gosh.
Too.
Wow. Today, sunny with a high near 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 64. Sunday, mostly sunny. Monday, partly sunny. Yay! But Monday night, chance of showers. Happy face, happy face, happy face. Sad face. That was Christine. That was Katrina over here going, happy face, happy face. When I said shower, she went, ooh. Okay, so Tuesday showers likely, and Wednesday night showers, and Thursday showers. I'm watching the pet of the week doing the Buford underneath the table, rolling around on his back and having a great time. Tonight, so it looks like, you know, sunny through Monday. Tuesday is going to start. Looks like we're going to start getting showers. So let's enjoy this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They take care of their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with Katrina and our pet of the week, which happens to be Pontus. I know. I said, what's that mean? And she goes, we looked it up. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a name.
Just a name. But he is definitely more than just a dog. He is a really special guy. He's about 2 years old. He is a pit mix. I'm using that term lightly. He definitely looks like he has pity in him, but he has other stuff.
He's got freckles.
He's covered in freckles.
The dog is some kind of a bird dog.
Yeah.
There's bird dog in this. He's kind of got that lean look. And that's what I'm thinking. And he's,
I can see that.
He's kind of orange.
Yeah, he has like he's orange and white with like all
the freckles and
blotches and things. He's really cool looking. He's a pretty special guy. He is a big boy. He's about 70 pounds, but he's definitely what I would say a gentle giant.
Okay.
He's not a very high energy dog. I would say very medium energy in that, you know, he likes his leash walks every day, but for the most part, his favorite thing is just being with his people. He loves getting affection, getting attention. You know, he's the kind of dog that even after being pent up in his kennel all night, he gets out of the kennel. What does he want to do? He wants to lean up against Jen, sit there and get pets and get belly rubs. And, you know, he's not out there running laps.
Yeah, he was on his back. He was rolling on his back like Buford does. And now, how's he on leash? Is he okay?
He can pull when he wants to. I would say when he's in a familiar area, he's so leisurely on the leash. When he's in a new area and he has things he wants to smell, he will pull a little bit to try to investigate.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you're, you know, you have him at your home, you kind of take him out on, you know, the same walk every day, I don't think he's really going to pull you that much. I know at the shelter, because he's used to, you know, our property, he is very, very easy on the leash.
He's very, you know, when I click to him underneath the table. He runs right over. He licks your hand, looks up at you. He's, you know, he is a kind of a special guy. Now, he belonged to somebody, right? And they turned him in, or how did that work?
He came into us, actually. His owner passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The owner passed away. And so he's probably been used to being loved on and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then, aw.
Yeah, so kind of a sad start for him. But he's definitely got a lot of love to give.
Well, he's a...
We both looked at him at the same time.
You know what?
He's cute.
It kind of reminds me of a Buford, a little bit of a Buford. And the fact is that he's affectionate. And I don't know if he is, but, you know, Buford's goofier than hell.
Thompson has his moments for sure. I wouldn't say as goofy as Buford, though.
Yeah, I mean, I took Buford out this morning. He's rolling around on his back. He's giving you the face, you know, you know, all this. And I said, you haven't gone to the bathroom all night. Do you think you might go to the bathroom? And no, he was just like that. And then he got up and then he, okay, I'll go to the bathroom. And then that was it. But this looks like a good dog. This is kind of, he does, is he a barker at all? Or does it?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't. Really, he's a quiet dog.
He's,
yeah,
he
this does. This could be a good dog. You know what? If you're a single person or, you know, a family, maybe you're getting close to retirement or something like this. This dog, well, you know, this dog could be a good dog. Or, but if you have kids, you know, this is going to be a good all around dog.
That's how I feel too. I feel like he would do great with one person, with a multi person family. He's not picky. I don't think he's ever met a stranger in his life. he loves everyone immediately.
Yeah, he's got bird dog in him with those spots like that. I don't know what kind, but you know, we keep threatening to do is DNA Buford.
Oh, you need to.
And we need to do that.
I need to know.
And we all need to know. We all need to know what he is. But, Pontus is, yeah, he'd be a good one to DNA also. Okay. Anything else going? Oh, what else you got going?
Doggy Dash is coming up.
That's right.
On the 15th. So next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
You can still register online at havenhumane.org. You can also just, you know, show up, pay day of. And of course, a special thing this year with Doggy Dash is it's at the Lake Reading Pavilion. There's also going to be a community fair with vendors. So there's going to be food, live music, and a lot of fun activities that are fun for the whole family and your pup. You can bring your pup to the fair as well.
Okay. Cool. And good luck to your puppy. This is really, he's laying underneath the table. He's not jumping around. So, you know, two to three. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I just, you know, was having a class on aging horses the other day and had one vet tell me one thing and had another vet that was with them tell me another thing. And it's by looking at, you have to look at, you know, both sides of the mouth. And one side looked a little different than the other. So, but it makes, you know, makes like, you know, a 3-year difference. It's not a big thing, but the aging animals, vets, I guess, can look at them and they look at teeth. And
that's what we do. We look at teeth. That's usually the best indicator, but it's not, you know, a perfect sign.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And especially, but he looks like he's active and you're going to get a lot of fun out of this boy.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, you know, it's going to be a busy weekend, and but the weather's going to be great. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Good trucks, they'll run forever if you keep oiling them and you treat them right. She'll stick with you for the rest of your life. Good buddies will always come running, got your back no matter what. The good dogs don't live long enough.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:18 in the morning here on Friday, the 7th of March. We made it through another Friday. Well, we haven't made it yet. We still got another hour and a half to go through here. Today, it's going to be sunny. High near 65. It's going to be nice. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches of Cornerstone Community Bank. Started about 17 years ago. Going on 18 now. First branch was down in Red Bluff, and then two right here in Reading, and then the newest branch down in Anderson. Truly the cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. Linda and I've put our, not only our business, but our personal accounts into Cornerstone. Been real happy with them. Their customer service is great. And now they're getting ready to merge, it looks like, with Plumas Bank. So the same great service, but we're going to have like 15 more banks that we have access to. So Cornerstone Community Bank. All right. And in case you haven't heard, Ed Roman was selected as the leader of the year by the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Citizen of the Year, I'm sorry. Citizen of the Year. And Ed Roman, of course, has C.R. Gibbs and the hotel there. And he was recognized as the Citizen of the Year at the 46th Annual Reading Chamber of Commerce Legends and Leaders Gala. And past winners of the award selected Roman as the next recipient because of his support and leadership, especially his role as a connector, mentor, and voice of reason. Ed Roman's a good guy, and he has helped his community in, guys, countless ways. And on a personal note, when we brought in the Marines for the Reading Rodeo, that Ed said, bring him here. I want him to stay here. And they stayed at his hotel there. And just one of the things that, he does, reaching out into the community. So, you know what? This was a great choice. Ed Roman, he's done so many things for our community. He's been a mentor. He's gotten involved in the business community, trying to move the business community forward. So, frankly, I don't know why they waited so long. Ed could have done this with Ed 10 years ago, but I'm glad they did. Ed, you deserve to be recognized. All right. That's good news. Let's go back to some. It looks like Doge is cutting 7 locations up here in our area, including some federal offices here in Reading. Seven federal agencies in the North State, North Coast were among those, among more than 60 being canceled throughout California. And those leases are government agencies not only here in Reading, but Yreka, Mount Shasta, Weaverville, and Chico. And it's going to be the cost savings will be amount to about $623,000. And the website, there would be 61 lease cuts. It's not clear when termination of the leases were set. The website lists a total of 748 federal facility leases that are scheduled for termination. It accounts for more than 9.5 million square feet in property and 660 million in savings. Okay, we know what Doge is. Here's the ones on the cut list for Reading. And in our area here, Reading, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And that's going to be annual lease cost of $172,000, $321,000 in savings. In Yreka, Natural Resources Conservation Service. Mount Shasta, U.S. Forest Service, 536 square feet. It's not a very big place. Bureau of Reclamation in Weaverville, 4,900 square feet. And let me see. Chico Small Business Administration, 315 square feet. And Yreka National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, 823 square feet. And Arcata, the Indian Health Services, 1,492. And Arcata Fish and Wildlife, 25,000 square feet. So the next question would be, I guess, and by the way, I got this out of the record searchlight, is where is the Bureau of Indian Affairs going to go? I mean, that's 5,000 square feet. That's a pretty good size office. Are they moving in with someone else, or how does that work? Just one of the cuts going on. Let me see. What else do we have here? Doge cut. Oh, Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom has his podcast now, as you know. And he said, for the idea behind his podcast is to talk to the other side. I guess the other side being Republicans. You know, to see how they can, see what they are saying and how you can build bridges and how you can discuss things. Hey, not a bad idea, right? However, in his first podcast with Charlie Kirk, who is very much a conservative, and Kirk asked Newsom during the podcast if he would oppose transgender athletes participating in women's sports. Newsom says, I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that. It's an issue of fairness. It's deeply unfair for biological males to compete against biological females. And of course, when they're writing this, they have to explain what all that is. In other words, a transgender woman, also known as people born with male anatomy who identify as a woman, competing against cisgender. Okay, women, also known as people born with female anatomy who identify as women. So in other words, a woman. Okay. And you can imagine what happened after that. When when Kirk asked Newsom what he thinks about a transgender woman potentially winning a state title in the long jump, Newsom said, "I revere sports, so the issue of fairness is completely legit, and I saw that the last couple of years. Boy, did I see how you guys were able to weaponize this issue at another level." Well, it's got something to do with, you know, fairness, where that one athlete back in Illinois beat the transgender girl, beat every other girl by over 8 feet in the triple jump, won the long jump and the high jump. You might say something's going on there. Anyway, so what happened right after that? Can you imagine? Yes. The LGBTQ community, the transgender community, Equality California community, the largest nonprofit civil rights organization advocates for the rights of LGBT+. Profoundly disappointed and angered by Newsom's comments on transgender women competing with cisgender women. I think I'm just going to say transgender women competing against women. Now, they just went on and on about it. They have, Democrats are saying, WTF, trans people and LGBTQ people are under attack. We don't need our governor caving in. So this, this has caused, like I said, a lot of consternation for Governor Newsom. But Governor Newsom said, if I read this right, it's about equality. He loves sports. That it should be about fairness and equality. And if you have transgender women beating women, or in a lot of cases it's young women, tearing up the competition because of their physical abilities, that the year before they were competing as males and the next year they're competing as transgender females, and they're winning, what's that say about the girls that have worked their whole life to get to a place where they're in the state championship, and some person who is a transgender woman comes in and destroys all the state records and beats everybody for something? You know, it all does come down to fairness. Is that fair? Do you follow this at all, Christina?
Unfortunately, no, I haven't.
You haven't been following it, yeah. You've got enough on your plate.
Yes, there's a lot of things coming around Ukraine right now.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that after the break.
Great.
Yeah, about what's happening there. But this one is, you know, this is Newsom in a state, a very liberal state, taking on from what he said. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how he backs off this. And I'm not sure if Charlie Kirk just trapped him in this. But, so he has really upset the LGBTQ plus community and even his own party. So it'll be interesting to follow this to see what happens after this. Okay, let's take a quick break. Let me see. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, that shelter is your home, the living place you have at home. It's only Friday. As you come out to the light, can your light behold?
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land of sea swipe to win draw. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or a Ski-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Ski-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology. Rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We are streaming live all over the world, KCNR1460.com. You can get us anywhere. We can find you. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Been in the business close to 25 years, and nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. That's right, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, and he does just outstanding work. Car, truck, SUV, or RVs. Yeah, I've seen the big RVs down there with the huge windshields in here. And there's Jeff fixing it. Takes it into a climate-controlled garage so that he can work on it. And like I said, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned business, locally operated business, and a veteran-owned business is Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed that he's going to be going to peace talks in Saudi Arabia with the Trump team. And this is just like a week after what happened. If you remember, a week ago today, there was a big, there was a blow up at during a meeting with Zelensky, Vance, and Trump. And Zelensky left early, can I say? Since then, he has agreed to sign the rare earth treaty. He says that he wants peace. And he's meeting with Trump's team and working with that. At the same time, they're working with the Russians to try and bring peace to the Ukraine. What I'd really like to see is a ceasefire for like 90 days. Everybody just hold where they are and have a ceasefire for 90 days and try and work this out so nobody else gets killed.
That would be just imagine.
Wouldn't that be something they could do that? Right now, the Russians have
save some lives of my friends. Yes, that would be incredible.
Yeah, just a ceasefire for 90 days so that people can, you know, catch their breath and bring in Europe, that the European leaders, it's going to come down to both sides. Russia and Ukraine are going to have to give some here. But then you'll get guarantees of safety and peace, such as, Ukraine won't join NATO, but there could be European troops in Ukraine, such as, from the Western European nations, France, Britain, those places. American interest in energy and oil and the rare earths would be in there. So it would be kind of a guarantee that the Russians aren't going to move again. But we'll see. Trump is moving in that direction. Russia just went after the energy or the electric facilities, the infrastructure. Launched extensive missile and drone attacks in the last couple of days against Ukraine's energy infrastructure.
There's also a small news that yesterday appeared that probably the program United for Ukraine will be closed.
The what?
Program United for Ukraine. So there's a lot of Ukrainians who came here to America.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're looking to close it right
well,
now.
Well, if it goes to peace, a lot of Ukrainians, I would imagine a lot of Ukrainians who, left because of the war will probably want to go back.
Sure, it's true, because we have houses, beautiful apartments, businesses, and everything.
You can go back home,
But just people who choose the life of the peace.
Are you going to go back?
No, it's already my new home.
Yeah, well, you're American. You're an American citizen, and you
I was illegal.
You were born here. Yeah,
I was
born in the United States. Yeah,
that's true.
That's true. Okay, so we'll see what happens with this. Let's hope that the Trump administration, working with the European leaders, and already Trump's are putting more sanctions on Russia to try and get them to the table. So we'll see. While we're on Trump, let's just go on. He has been on an all-out blitz since he's taken office. And he has signed, let me see if I can get all these things right. He has signed something like 400 executive actions. And he signed nearly 100 executive orders. And when he had his address to Congress, which was really kind of when you look at the polls after the address, I mean, he had like 76% approval on a lot of this. 76% approval for a lot of these, such as when he was talking about tariffs and getting things back into line that way, expanding mineral production, expanding energy production, addressing international conflicts. This, every poll, CNN's poll showed that he was, in the 70s. So what's this mean? Well, it's good to talk about it. And he's laid out such an extensive amount of things to be accomplished is getting it done. The Democrats' only answer to this during the speech was, Green got up and was shaking his cane at him and had to be removed. Some of the Democrats were dressed, you know, alike in pink and others in black. And they were holding up these little round signs. It looked like ping pong paddles. I'm sorry, but that's what they looked like. And it was just kind of like, okay, fine. And so far, again, as we know, Democrats still haven't come up with a plan to try and take back some of the power that they lost in that last election, in that very surprising for them election. But some of the things that Trump has done, he has withdrawn from the Paris Agreement, withdrawal from the Paris Agreement and other international climate commitments. He has said and signed an executive order titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the federal government, which established strict binary definitions of sex, mandating their use across federal agencies, and rescinding previous policies regarding gender identity. And then we just saw what Governor Newsom said about transgender women competing against biological women.
But I have to say, since I'm also looking for some opportunities, they finally took it off when they're asking what gender are you, how do you identify yourself when you're applying for different applications like health and jobs and other stuff. They finally have just woman, a female, and a male.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this thing makes me happy, makes my life easier.
Well, it makes a lot of people's lives easier. And, you know, the thing is there are true transgenders out there. And I understand that. But to get as wrapped around as we did over the last 4 years about this caused nothing but consternation. And it was a hill the Democrats were going to die on, and they did. Okay, what else? Trade exemptions. They announced a temporary exemption for tariffs for goods and services covered under the USMCA Act agreement with Canada and Mexico, lasting until April 2025. And it's going to provide some relief to major U.S. trading partners while the administration plans to introduce new tariffs on other nations and specific industries. Let's see what else. And Ukraine, as we talked about, the Russians have been attacking, but Ukrainian forces have initiated a significant offensive in Russia's Kursk region, marking the most substantial cross-border operation since the 2022 invasion. It's surprised both Russian forces and Ukraine's allies, indicating a shift in the conflict's dynamics. President Trump is contemplating imposing additional sanctions and tariffs on Russia until ceasefire and peace agreement Ukraine are established. And Ukrainian President Zelensky has advocated for a limited truce, as we know. Let me see. What else? It's got another thing here. Oh, okay. Tariffs on China. 10% tariff was imposed on all Chinese imports, reflecting the administration's intent to address trade imbalances. The easing bank regulations outlined, the Treasury Secretary outlined plans to reform banking regulations, focusing on material financial risk and streamlining oversight. And it aims to reduce regulatory burdens on American banks while maintaining financial stability. They've also brought out, Trump's also mentioned capping credit cards at 10%. Interest instead of 30 to 35% interest. That's interesting to see what will happen with that. And now the Department of Education. The administration has proposed dismantling the Department of Education. In fact, his orders to Secretary McMahon was put yourself out of a job. Now, when people think, oh, the Department of Education, you have to remember it was started under Jimmy Carter. One of the things he did that has had a continuing impact on people. And one of the things I read was, you know, against this was our kids are doing the worst they've done in years, you know, their math scores or reading scores, blah, blah, blah. Said, and now you want to do away with the Department of Education. Well, since the Department of Education has been there, the math scores and all these have been dropping. Should this be done better at the state level? Which is what they're trying to do, is bring back, you know, the money that they're spending in the overhead and all of this back to the states and give the states the money instead of trying to consolidate it up there at the national level. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, we got along for a long time without the Department of Education. FEMA, a proposal to dissolve FEMA and shift emergency response responsibilities directly to states has raised some concerns, especially for smaller states and those prone to natural disasters. It could impair disaster recovery efforts due to varying state resources and capabilities. So then you have to say, okay, we get hit with a fire and you don't have FEMA. Who's going to come in afterwards? Is it going to be the state? Is the state going to be given a certain amount of funds that says, okay, you can come in, you're on the ground here, you're the state, you know your area here. When people have had terrible disasters like the fires or a flood or hurricanes, they're going to come in. The state will come in and take care of this, which means that you're going to build the state infrastructure up. You're going to have to do this. So we'll see what happens with that. And then an executive order reevaluating and realigning United States foreign aid. A 90-day pause on all U.S. foreign development assistance programs to conduct a review, a comprehensive review. Exceptions were made for emergency food assistance and military aid to Egypt and Israel. A lot of things have been happening, and it's just been a continuous day after day of all these things coming out. Is this impacting on people that we know? Yeah. I mean, people are losing jobs. And again, you go back to it, though, is, you know, 50,000 people were hired during the Biden administration in the VA and during those 4 years. And then Trump is cutting like 70,000 of those jobs in the VA out. But is it at the bureaucratic level, at the administrative level, or is it down in the clinics themselves? Those are things that we're following real close to see if this means less support. The new secretary of the VA says all this money saved is going to go back into medical and health and mental health care for veterans. Okay. I got on a roll there. I'm over time. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle.
You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here it's Friday, the 7th of March. We made it through another week almost. 7:51 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day out there this weekend. Mid-60s, sunny. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, winner of the best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for like 30 years. Super people down there, great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. I could go on and on and on, but this is the only place that we buy jewelry from. And we're very happy, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. At Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, I've got good news. When we talk about the cost of meat, you know, how that's gone up so much, and for a variety of reasons, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, excuse me, released a list on February 20th for National Invasive Species Awareness Week. Didn't even know that. You all never told me it was National Invasive Species Awareness Week.
I think I'm not able to spell this.
February 24th to February 28th. Invasive species outcompete native wildlife, destroy habitats, and mess up ecosystems. But rather than just complaining about it, let's put them on the menu. Yeah, let's eat them. So what are we talking about here? Have you ever heard of nutria? A nutria is a native species of South America. They look like large muskrats. And they're on the Gulf of America coast, formerly the Gulf of Mexico. The Atlantic coast and Pacific Northwest, they are oversized, wetland-loving rodents. And they were initially brought to the U.S. to be part of the fur trade. Now they have outproduced any attempts to try and keep them under control. And you see them, they're in, and what they do is they'll get into the levees and things like that, burrow in, weaken levees, eat everything around there. Now, you can hunt nutria or trap nutria, and you can try them. They say that they are lean, mild, and taste like rabbit. Use them in gumbo. Northern snakehead fish. I don't know if you've heard of this. The northern snakehead fish can breathe air and can live outside of water for several days. They are native to East Asia, have become invasive in mid-Atlantic and southeastern U.S. waterways, and they compete with the native species for food and habitats, and they may outcompete or displace important native species. They can be fried, grilled, or turned into tacos. It's an ugly fish. It can live outside the water for several days. I wonder then, if by selective breeding, if you capture a number of them, if you can eventually breed the fish so it can live totally out of water.
But it won't be a fish, no?
I don't know. It would still be. I don't know what it would be then. Okay, let's go to number three. Carp are clogging the U.S. waterways. Big head, silver, black carp, and grass carp. Native to East Asia, and they've been found in multiple Midwest and Southeast rivers and lakes. And these are the fish you see jumping real high out there. They are surprisingly tasty and are delicious when grilled, blackened, or made into crispy fish cakes. Carp. I can't, you know, carp. I've eaten carp once. It wasn't tasty.
Seriously? So Ukrainian culture is a big fan of carps and
carp,
river fish. Yeah. So we have like a big, before Christmas we don't eat meat. We are having like a 40 days of fish and everything. And even
don't eat red beef. You eat fish stuff.
Yes.
Is carp is a big one?
Yes, and like carp is one of the most popular fishes that we eat.
Cool. I like it. Okay, green iguana. Now, if you've been reading anything about what happens, is that species is in Florida, and they are, I mean, they have outbred anything. They have literally have iguana eradication companies that people come out with air rifles into subdivisions, areas in the city, everywhere, and they hunt these things. And they kill hundreds, if not thousands. They kill thousands of them, but they're still outbreeding. And when they have a cold snap in Florida, when it gets down into the 30s, they warn people to watch out because iguanas are cold-blooded, and they will fall out of trees. They have falling iguana watch. And they burrow into the ground, destabilize everything. Iguana stew. It's chicken of the trees. And finally, the last one, the wild boar. A full-blown ecological disaster. And, you know, if you've read, you know, if you read anything about wild pigs and pig hunting, in Texas, they literally hunt pigs. They literally hunt pigs with helicopters and machine guns. In Texas, only in Texas do you see that happening. Machine guns and helicopters going after all the, because there's so many of them. They destroy millions of, billions of dollars worth of crops. And, you know, and places around here have had their whole front yard. They wake up in the morning, the whole front yard has been rooted up by pigs. Yeah, anyway, so, but what farmers have learned is people will hunt to pay these feral animals, and they'll come out and hunt on their farms for $800 to kill a pig. When in Texas, they'll beg you to come onto the property and kill as many as you can. So, anyway, I have harvested a wild boar, and they are flavorful. They, you can use them for, gosh, anything. Chili, burgers, roast, barbecue, everything. They're very tasty. So, it is so much. It's encouraged in many states, so you're not getting, you're doing conservation work with every bite. So there you go, my friends. If you're looking for something a little different, the wild pig's not too, you know, it's probably not too much because you've eaten pork before. The, iguana, the chicken of the trees. And the, I don't know about carp. You eat carp and you said it's good. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. And the nutria, it's like a muskrat, big rodent. Tastes like rabbit. Everything tastes like rabbit. What snake tastes like? Tastes like chicken. Okay. We're going to take a break, and hopefully after the break, we'll have Congressman LaMalfa calling us. Talk to him about what his take is on everything that's happening in D.C. He was at the president's speech the other night, and it'll be interesting to see what he says about Representative Green, plus some of the other things going on back in the denizens of Washington, D.C. And we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's appeal to Iran? Let's make a deal.
The president wrote to Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini seeking to negotiate a nuclear deal. He told Fox Business News that he hopes an agreement can be reached because if the U.S. has to take military action, it's going to be a terrible thing for Iran. The president said something's going to happen one way or the other, and now is the time to negotiate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he is strongly considering sanctions and tariffs on Russia in hopes of forcing a settlement of the war in Ukraine. Signs that Europe may be ready to look after its own defense needs instead of relying so much on the U.S.
Leaders in Brussels last night made EU history, agreeing to hike defense spending dramatically. That decision came after the U.S. president withdrew military and intelligence support for Ukraine and said he didn't see why the U.S. should protect NATO allies that don't meet security spending targets. Spain long languished in defense spending doldrums and suddenly changed its tune, while traditionally debt-allergic Germany is now encouraging Europe's government to dig deep in their pockets to future-proof continental security. Next week, France's President Macron is expected to host army chiefs from across Europe whose countries are ready to guarantee future peace in Ukraine.
The BBC's Katja Adler. The Department of Homeland Security ending a collective bargaining agreement with the tens of thousands of frontline employees at the TSA. The department says the agreement is hindering the ability of the organization to safeguard our transportation systems and keep Americans safe. American employers added 151,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department says healthcare, financial services, transportation led the way in hiring. The unemployment rate ticked up a notch, 4.1%. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Battles between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to former President Assad have left more than 70 people dead in Syria.
The clashes are the worst since Bashar Assad was removed from power in early December by insurgent groups led by the Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. On Friday morning, large numbers of troops were deployed in Latakia and no civilians were on the streets because of a curfew. Armed security force personnel on the back of vehicles drive fast on the highway between Homs and Tartus. A war monitor saying the outskirts of the coastal towns of Banias and Jabla are still under the control of Assad loyalists, and many Alawite villages nearby are also outside government control. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A South Korean court has ordered impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol to be released from jail, pending a trial on charges of rebellion. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Small Business Administration is on the move.
SBA Administrator Kelly Loeffler announced they're leaving several cities that have illegal immigrant sanctuary policies. The cities include Seattle, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, and New York City. The SBA will also start a policy of requiring loan applicants to verify their citizenship. Lenders will also be required to confirm that applicant businesses are not owned in whole or in part by someone who is not a legal citizen. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Turns out 2025 isn't the year for legalized sports betting in Georgia. Efforts to send a state constitutional amendment to voters failed yesterday, as neither the amendment nor a bill laying out the details ever came to a vote in the state legislature. Voters in Missouri narrowly approved sports betting in a 2024 referendum, making Missouri the 39th state to legalize the practice. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 7th of March. Yeah, February. 7th of March. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's going to be a beautiful day today, and let's get started with Susan Eastman, the first vice president of investments for Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Well, stocks are floundering this morning as the Dow continues to be in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 123 points at 42,456. The S&P 500 is down 25 points at 5,713. And the NASDAQ over this market.
NASDAQ
is down 73 points at 17,996. Actively traded stocks this morning, NVIDIA up 67 cents at 111.24. Walgreens up 75 cents, trading at 11.35 per share. Ford positive 24 cents at $9.86. And Planetary Technologies up $1.98 at 82.43. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.253%. And for commodities, gold is up $13 an ounce at $2,916. Silver down 21 cents at $32.63 per ounce. And crude oil up today at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel Investments, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Thank you.
I didn't think my voice was going to be that bad.
Well,
you know what? I've been talking a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say you've probably been screaming into the phone every so often there.
Crazy week. Everyone have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, too. Take care, Susan. And Susan Eastman is the first vice president of investments for Stifel Investments, located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach Susan at 530-244-7199. That's a hard-working woman. It's smarter than hell. Knows what she's doing. You know, this weekend's weather is going to be sunny. It's going to be beautiful. Next week, starting around Tuesday, we'll start getting showers again through next Thursday. But enjoy this weekend. It's going to be in the mid-60s. It's going to be beautiful. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned, family-run. Third generation of Kenny's running that business because they really take care of their customers. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I was going to say, I think he's on the line. Paige and I go back and forth on Friday mornings.
Back and forth? No, unless I completely ozone it, I'll get there.
You know? Yeah. No, that's what she says. Oh, he knows it takes a few minutes for you to get your engine started. And I say, yeah, that's right. So, Congressman
Lamar.
Yeah,
I tried for 8:07, then I don't have to hear all the ads.
Well, there you go. You get to hear the weather. It's going to be beautiful. So, Congressman, last time we talked, and it was kind of funny, when I said, you sound almost a little giddy. And you said, no, that's a good word. does what's happened in the last month? Can we start off with the address the president made to Congress?
Yeah, I figured that might be near the top of your list.
So, yeah.
It was quite a night there this week. I got a good seat, as I typically do, for the event. And if I was to put it in two words, for him, it was gloves off. I mean, he called out really the behavior of the people that are supposed to be working with him and he with them, whether we're talking Ukraine or right there in Washington, D.C. And it was something. So I policy-wise, I don't know anything I disagree with them on. I think he's trying to push everything in the right direction. The tariffs are a tough, you know, they're a tough conversation, but when you, for example, look at what kind of tariffs Canada has had upon us all this time, and for him to even move in a direction there, you know, that little weasel Trudeau squealing, oh, you know, Donald's doing this and that. And it's about time. And I felt this all my life, really, as I've been old enough to contemplate it, that why don't we just have a mirror we hold up to each country, and the trade policy they have towards us is the policy we have towards them. And if you got 50% tariffs, then I guess we're going to have 50% tariffs. And at some point, maybe we can sit down and talk about everybody lowering their tariff down to 10% or 5 or 0. And you'll have what then is really fair trade, not just free trade. I like better the term fair trade, that reflects who can actually do it the best, or who can give the best choices. And, you know, as a rice grower, Japan won't hardly take our rice. What rice they do take, they put it in cold storage and use it for giveaway food for, third world countries like that. Yet we're buying certainly plenty of Toyotas and Hondas and things like that, and electronics and all that stuff. So, you know, with Trump, some of his effort there are resulting in more manufacturing coming back to the U.S. And a bill passed in Congress called the CHIPS Act, which was basically several billion dollars of U.S. taxpayer money to help kickstart building chips in the U.S. So I voted against that. I don't know that our chip manufacturers and high-tech people are doing so badly that they can't develop their own chips and make that themselves. So, and without taxpayer dollars. And so now you see, he announced a couple of major plants are going to do massive investments in the U.S. because this tariff provided either the carrot or the stick to bring it home. Auto manufacturers, instead of building plants in Mexico, they're going to stay in the U.S. So, we had hydraulic fracturing, the miracle of that breakthrough some years ago. There was German manufacturers were really contemplating coming to the U.S. because energy was so cheap. Now you see the anti-energy policy of Biden that set us back those 4 years, probably longer. And then, of course, our home state of California, where Gavin, at the 3-1 Democrat majority in Sacramento, is pretty anti-energy. So, you know, all those things are moving in a pretty good direction. You know, Zelensky was in the White House a while back, and Trump gave him a paddling and sent him on his way so he wants to just come back and talk about peace. So you heard Trump read off that letter. Zelensky said that that was a mea culpa there. And so he wants to come back and even include the precious minerals aspect that Ukraine is so rich in as being part of a payback for all the money that Biden dumped in there. So that's pretty amazing. So that's my short version of it.
Well, I just saw, that Zelensky said he's going to Saudi Arabia and he's sending his team over there to discuss with the Americans, the peace initiatives. If President Trump could get a 90-day truce or, you know, ceasing hostilities for 90 days, it would be a huge, huge thing. Let Pete try and get this thing to an end. I don't know if Russia's ready yet, though. I think Ukraine is, but I don't know if Russia is.
I think Russia's probably more ready than being led on, but that's just based on seat of the pants.
Yeah.
It's bleeding them out economically, and, of course, they're soldiers. And I don't think anybody really enjoys watching that happen from any side. But you may have seen videos of like a van pulling up on the street and grabbing a young Ukrainian man, and about seven guys in military just grabbing him off a bicycle and throwing him in a van, and this is how they recruit, supposedly, allegedly. So that's pretty bad stuff, and Zelensky's day is over with, as far as I'm concerned. So if they were to actually have an election, I think he'd probably be out on his ear, but they're a year past whenever their normal election cycle is. And so, you know, I think he's due some criticism, and it's time to get that over with. But it's difficult, because obviously you're talking about concessions, and Ukraine would be probably doing most of the conceding, giving up Crimea and some of the grounds that Russia was able to get on the eastern border of Ukraine. It's easy for us to say, we should just give that up. Kind of reminds me of 1938 when Chamberlain came back to England with a piece of paper in his hand. So that's, And then the whole idea that, yes, back in 1994, under the Clinton regime, they negotiated a deal that after the Soviet Union had broken up and all the different states were there and they all had nuclear weapons left over when the Soviets controlled all of it, Clinton negotiated that, if you give up those nukes, we'll be there to help defend you. So that's what's weighed on my mind in the beginning of this conversation, is that the U.S. made a commitment on that. So that made me more inclined, and I indeed supported the first round of funds for Ukraine. I get yelled at for that sometimes, but I was looking at that commitment, and, you know, Ukraine is by and large a good place, even though their government is questionable. And it's an amazing producer of ag products and mineral-related products that a lot of the rest of the world uses. We get stuff out of it. We get fertilizer out of there.
They're one of the largest fertilizer producers and one of the largest wheat growers in the world coming out of Ukraine.
Yeah, so if they were to go to, you know, some really low level, then the rest of the world is all of a sudden that has to import that wheat. We might be helping induce famine there a little bit. So, you know, it'd be good to get Ukraine back on track, producing what they do and being part of the whole thing. And not have this war bleeding off so much, including, and now the Europeans are talking about putting some huge amount. I saw a number like 800 billion euros, which is, I think a euro is about a buck and a half a piece, into there. Like, they can now afford to do that when they can't give more than a couple percent towards their own NATO defense obligations. It's really crazy.
Well, I think I think Zelensky, when he signs the agreements for the rare earth or the rare minerals, that puts American interest in Ukraine. Plus, I think her leaders of the different nations talking about putting boots on the ground in there to ensure the peace stays when it happens. So it's going to be
one thing if it's a peacekeeping force, but right. It is going to draw a lot of interest from the Russian side of the line.
Yeah, I think that comes down to numbers of people they put in there. You know, if you put in a nominal peacekeeping force, which is essentially if you attack the small force, you're going to get the rest of us. But
which puts us in almost a NATO situation.
It does.
Is that what the Europeans, they can talk about that. I don't think the U.S. wants to be in that situation. In Ukraine.
No, I think
the Europeans will fold. I think the Europeans will fold if Russia was to call the bluff on that. So they're not always reliable, unfortunately. But I think the U.S. needs to keep its NATO obligations. We shouldn't really be trying to add Ukraine, because that incites things with Russia. And not that I'm here to couch out of Russia, or all of a sudden, like, wow, I'm a Putin guy, as Trump would be accused of with the rest of us, by simply saying we don't want to keep dumping into Ukraine. You know, Carl, I do not understand why the Democrats are so bent on Ukraine being such a cornerstone issue for them. They only seem to care about climate change, LGBT stuff, and Ukraine. What about the rest of it?
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and we can talk about that when we get back. Okay, we're going to take about a 2-minute break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
Why earn points?
You can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. We're the only place I've had my hair cut since I moved here in 2007. I can't help it. I just love the place. It's man's last stronghold. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Go down there, get a great haircut, chit-chat with the guys, catch up on my guns and ammo magazines or car and track, and have a great experience. And just go out of there looking good. Man's last stronghold. Like I said, this is one of the places I'm trying to get the congressman into one day. Get that. They do beard trims.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had the longer beard for a while. But it's you got to call the magazines the right thing. It's Road and Track, and the other one's Car and Drive.
Okay, whatever it is. But they're there.
Whatever,
They've got cars on the front of it. And so it's
you like to read all the, you like to read all the military bombs and bullets magazines and stuff, probably most.
American Hunter, that kind of stuff.
I'm teasing you a bit, you know.
I know. Oh, no, I know. I mean, you're a car guy. I mean, everybody knows you're a car guy. You called us one day, and all we could hear besides your voice was the sound of this motor. And I'm thinking, he's talking on the phone. He's got to be doing 110 miles an hour down the road. So, I'm sure you never drive quite that, but yeah.
I do sometimes look at speed limits as suggestions instead of, because they're too darn slow sometimes. They're just too darn slow, but I shouldn't say much about that.
I'm sure that you are not advocating people speeding.
Nope.
But the Trump agenda just keeps rolling. When you were there at the speech, the address to Congress, does he even look tired to you? I mean, when does the guy sleep?
He must get by on about 5 hours worth, something like that. And, cause he is energized and he's definitely on the front edge of his seat on the issues. He's just not taking it. And has obviously so much energy in this little over a month since he was sworn in.
Well,
you've seen so many directives and executive orders, and his cabinet has been put together in such a, I think, amazing fashion and amazing amount of time. And, you know, when you look at the cabinet members, you know, Clinton and Biden, Obama, guys like that, the first thing you want to talk about is what the color or which of the two genders the people are that make up the cabinet. And you don't hear a peep out of Trump, I mean, and his people. They just go out and do it. And when you look at the different people on there, you think, man, we really have recruited a broad section of people, but without having to make that the big thing. And so, and he's even drawn a couple from what used to be the other party, right, with Robert Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard and such. But those are people that, at least when Tulsi was a House member, I respected where she was coming from on that. As far as the security issues, she's going to know them well and look at them from a perspective that really isn't the usual partisan nonsense. I got to say hi to Robert Kennedy as he came in there, and it was pretty cool meeting him, you know. And I told him, I said, hi, sir, welcome, and you've even got me now reading the ingredients now. So it's
you're reading ingredients? No.
I actually look at the ingredients now. I look for yellow dye number 6 and red dye number 40. So, well, I'm not going to try and eat that stuff anymore. And then you look at all the dang, you know, fructose and this and that. And had the sugar people in my office this week a couple times. They're talking about farm bill and this and that. And it was the sugar beet people and the sugar cane people. They actually get along, you know.
You know,
oh, we're not the enemy. It's that corn syrup stuff. I was like, yeah, you probably got a point. So, go ahead.
Well, in today's paper, they talked about Director Searchlight, and they talked about that they're cutting seven. DOGE has cut seven locations. Cutting the leases there in seven locations up in your district here. One of them was they're talking about 748 federal facility leases that are scheduled for termination. And, you know, I understand, you know, about the amount of government and how many of these things we need. But
does that paper also write anything about how much money is being wasted at USAID? Bogus contracts and people don't know.
It's been covering that. This just is just giving a list. This was a pretty, believe it or not, straightforward article. And it's like when they close down an office, I guess my question is, and in this case, and it's the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Reading, and it's 5,000 square feet. Okay, so I don't know how many people work there. I don't know if anybody works there. But do those, when they close down places like this, Congressman, are those people moved into another place, or what happens?
Well, that's hard to say on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
It's all different. They have buildings in D.C. that are occupied by 10 or 20%. They can start consolidating buildings. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's the same out on the circuit, too. But we'd have to go fine tooth comb each thing they're doing.
Yeah. Well, some
and,
of them.
I understand there's concern about how some of this is going with basically junior employees are the first ones to go on that, and so there's been some problems with that. It needs to be a little more surgical instead of a little less with an axe on that. And our office has been talking to the White House representatives on that with. When an issue comes up, because it boils down to when you have to go into the counter and get something from them as a citizen,
yeah,
and you need a permit, you need some paperwork to be done, you need whatever it is, and there's nobody there to do that. Well, that ain't good, and we have to have the people that you want that you need there to help you get things done versus, you know, in D.C., I really wonder when they have 90-something percent not even going into work all for several years, and Trump, and they'll get all mad, now they have to go back to where they used to go to. I saw a piece about how, where are they going to park their cars? It was something down near Navy Yard, one of the military-related things. I don't know what they used to do before COVID, before we became used to the idea you don't have to show up and get a check anyway. And all this whining about all this is that, you know, the economy hurts regular people, regular industries, and regular jobs up and down. People might lose their job when the industry goes bad.
Yeah, well, Joann's Fabric just shut down all their stores. Starbucks laid off 1,500 people. This is what happens in business when you're trying to streamline. But what you said, though, was what I wanted to hear. I'm glad you said it, that when things are coming up, you push back and say, hey, wait a minute, I understand what's going on, but we need these people here. You know, this isn't an excess. We need these people here to support, you know, like you said, permits or a mission, thing like that.
And we had a briefing with Elon Musk in the House. Well, in one of our meeting rooms that we have there, that he and his, one of his right-hand assistants came in and talked to us about this, and many of us got to ask questions, and I had one I asked of them afterwards, said, just on this very topic, that and the assistant wanted to know what it was I was talking about, which pieces it were. There were, we have an issue with Sierra Army Depot that we want to keep an eye on. They might... they might have that on the list, arbitrary list. Then a lot of things with USDA and Forest Service, so they are listening on that, and they want to get it right. And they did talk about it in their comments there that they've gotten this feedback, and they want to be a little more careful with it. So we'll see how fast that implements and how effective.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I've got somebody.
But it doesn't take away the idea.
Oh no!
We have a $2 trillion annual deficit, and that government is spun out of control. It's not serving people in many cases here. And you've seen some of the stories about the horrific contracts. I mean, the credit cards that they're handed out in D.C. to people. There's more credit cards handed out than there's government employees. What the heck does that mean? They have an over $10,000 limit. You hear them paid for gym memberships and. You know, anecdotally, you hear stuff like, did the Haiti money help pay for Chelsea Clinton's wedding? I don't know. But it's ridiculous that we have just millions and millions going to crazy things. And the basics like, you know, helping people out after North Carolina hurricane and some other things that go on. And, you know, I'm going to be upset if IRS doesn't get the refunds out for people who had to pay taxes on their, you know, PG&E, awards after the various fires are, you know, around with the Cab Fire and Log Fire and the ones over there in the wine country. You know, they were going to get taxed on that. Some did. And so the refunds need to be kicked back on that.
Well, that was wasn't that one of the bills you introduced, was to, you know, exempt the people that had gotten destroyed by these fires to, you know, being taxed on the money they were given to rebuild?
We worked with Mike Thompson over there in the wine country on that, and finally, it took a lot longer than it should have. There's a lot of weird politics with that and stuff, too. They wanted to have that bill be located in a much larger tax package, since they wanted to do all tax at one time. So, okay, all right, we'll put it in there. Well, then that bill failed in the Senate. Like, all right, now we're back to the drawing board. So we withdrew the bill and ran it as a standalone and finally got it through the House and the Senate. And that took a bipartisan effort, you know, so... Senator Padilla here in California helped us a bunch on that side, so it'd be bipartisan. And there's people concerned, like, what is it going to cost? Well, what's the pay for? Well, this isn't the government's money to begin with. The government had, wasn't in the middle of the transaction between the lawsuit against PG&E and the people that are fire victims, so we can waive this one, right?
You would think that would have been simple. I mean, I would have thought it was going to be simple.
Nothing simple.
Hey, sir, we got to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back. Here's the question. Somebody called in and asked about projects with Shasta Dam. So if you don't mind, we'll come back and ask about that.
Happy to.
Okay, let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics that will carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. And on the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and the question that came in was, are you working on some projects with Shasta Dam?
Concerning. Well, the main one is the raise of the Shasta Dam. It's on the table again during the Trump administration like it was 4 years ago. Biden, you know, it's an on and off thing, and I know for people that have direct interest right around the lake and such, can we just settle this thing? That's what I hear, and I understand.
Yeah, pretty much that's what they're saying.
Are they going to raise the lake? Are they not going to raise the lake? And best I can tell them is the question is never going to go away until the lake is actually raised, because, you know, the environmentalists managed to stop it, let's say, using the salamander or something as a wedge on it or a state designation. But anytime, you know, maybe a more conservative administration comes in, they get the wind in their sails, like, well, hey, we should do this. So it comes back on the burner again. And so I think, is it a good idea? It seems like a good idea because everybody needs water, and that's a fairly, you know, reasonable or not too tough of a way to raise 630,000 more acre feet of water supply. And doggone it, and I have worse words than that, but
yeah,
watching them dump the water this February the way they did.
Oh, my gosh.
When the lake was got to 4.1 million, which leaves only about 400,000 of space for flood. So, okay, they probably had to drop it a little bit, but, you know, if it had been me on there, I said, let's stop this at 3.9 million. They took it all the way down to 3.5. So right now, I didn't look at the number yet today, but I think it's only crept up to 3.6 million. There's nearly a million acre feet of space left in the lake. And look at the weather, Carl. What'd the weather say for rain here the next week or so?
Yeah, it's supposed to start, on Monday or Tuesday for 3 days. Yeah.
Are they scary atmospheric rivers, or is it going to turn out being about,
I don't know, showers?
Two or three.
Yeah, showers. Mm-hmm. And he said showers, didn't say anything about rivers coming down. You know, but that leads to the next question.
That just makes me angry because, you know what? There's farmers down in the San Joaquin Valley. They've been allocated 35% of what used to be normal at this moment. So they're telling their banker right now. This is, you know, we're a week into March. Hey, I need a crop loan. You know, however they normally do it. That's normal procedure. And so the bank says, well, how much water are you going to get? And I say, well, it's like 35%, plus I can run my wells a little tiny bit. So you might be planting 40% of your land, so I can only loan you a fraction of what you're used to. Like, well, heck, that's not going to pay for this or that, or I won't be able to cover my labor, or, you know, something like that. And these guys are up there just dumping the water like, well, our mission is only to make sure that there isn't a flood. Well, they flooded out Lane County with what they were doing. And you saw how high it was just going right through Redding. I imagine Anderson got their got their feet wet, too.
Park Marina, you know? Park Marina Drive underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that leads then to the...
I could do better than that, and I'm not a blankety-blank...
Well, that leads to the next question, Congressman. Something that you've been advocating and pushing for a long time, and finally, I think even Newsom signed off on it. Water storage, Sykes Reservoir, other places where we can, when we get times like this, that we can store millions of acre feet of water. What? Where are we with that? I mean, I know this is one of your pet projects, but it seems like I thought it was, okay, everybody agreed to it, but nobody's moving dirt.
Well, I had the governor stop at my office in D.C. a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We had put out, you know, a message, could we at least get a call on a couple issues related to that around here and move the ball. And he was in town. He was, you know, met with a couple other Californians, and I got on the list. So I was actually honored by that. Like, all right, that's pretty great. We spent about 40 minutes going over stuff. So, you know, that's good. Now, don't people go worrying that I'm becoming a fanboy or something like that, but it's just a deal where, you know, you got to work with the people you got, right?
Yep.
And so he listened, and he kind of repeated it a couple times that, yeah, I agree with you on this stuff a lot more than you would think. So, well, okay, let's go get him. You know, I told him, let's, you know, I'd love us to have both of us being able to stand over that Sykes Reservoir project this October with those golden shovels and start doing the, you know, symbolic turn the spade and start the project. And said, what we need you to do is direct your Water Resources Control Board to quit fooling around on the permit. They have to have a water right permit they issue. And so that's basically, where's the water going to come from to fill the reservoir? It comes from excess flows. It isn't like we're taking someone's water and there has to be a negotiation to buy someone's water out. Like, for example, the 60,000 CFS that was running down the river from Shasta all February, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could have, the project is designed to pick up the existing pumps down there. It's the Hamakusa Canal and the Glen Coosa Canal down there near Red Bluff and farther down. There's sets of existing pumps that pump out of the river to their irrigation districts. They will let us use them during the off season and use their canal system. We have to add an additional canal that goes up over the hump there into our sites would be, but they'll let us use that stuff, you know, for a fee. So, and they only draw 4,000 CFS with most of those pumping plants out of the 60,000 plus just coming out of Shasta and Keswick and all the more tributaries that dump water uncontrolled, like Cottonwood Creek and Battle Creek and all the others up and down. And so what is the question here? Why can't you guys just look at the math and issue the permit? They've been, oh, it's going to take us 2 or 3 years. It's because they don't want to do it. So I asked the governor, say, would you put a fire into these guys to get it done so we can get the project started? Because every year we lose, it's another year of water we didn't save. And another year that crops don't get planted. That, you know, I saw a piece this morning that it was in the Reading paper online that they're ratcheting down water rationing to 47 gallons per household per person.
Where's this at?
I put it on my Facebook. But oh, okay. It was a Reading area article.
Okay.
And so I thought, what is this? You know, what I mean, you're watching 800,000 acre feet go past you down the river, and you're rationing? Are you kidding? So, you know, I can pull it up while we talk here, but it's you let government people manage things, and this is the result you get. It's really, really frustrating.
Well, no, it obviously is. You know, the things that are, you know, the next subject is going to go. I'm going to take that 2-minute break because when I come back, I want to talk about the president wanting to shut down the Department of Education, and then I just saw that he thinks FEMA could be handled much better at the state level, and a couple other. And your thoughts on that, and how that's playing in Congress when these things are rolling through like that. But we're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Our last segment here on Friday, the 7th of March, 8:46 in the morning. It's going to be a nice weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Rain starts again, probably next Tuesday. It looks like Tuesday evening and Wednesday and Thursday. But this weekend is going to be beautiful. So weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, many other things they've got going. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. A locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And speaking of locally operating is our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome back to our final segment.
Thanks again, Carl. Hey, just before that break, we were talking about the source of that water. I looked at it fast. I was thinking Reading.com, which means the paper. It's actually the city of Reading page that had that. So it says basically, if in case you missed it, as of January 1, State of California Water Board implemented water regs across the state, calling for a drop in water usage from 55 to 47 per day per person. So another 15%.
There's
currently no penalty for individuals, but water agencies across the state will ultimately pay the price. So the utilities will get a fine on them, and you know where they're going to have to get the money for that if they are seen as all their customers on average are using more than what the state water board says you can use. And so at the same time, that 800,000 acre feet, if you want to know how many gallons that is, multiply that by 326,000 gallons, and then realize that you have to save 8 gallons a day when that is happening. When the water going out the delta, I had a poster and a chart showing that 29 million acre feet comes into the delta from all the sources and 22 flowed out. Yeah, are you getting mad yet?
Well, we've been mad a long time, Congressman. Long time.
Someone needs to quit voting in the people that are making this policy.
You know what? You would think after the fires and the way they handled things at the state and local levels down there,
people would get angry.
I don't know. It makes you wonder that, you know, even though that, you know, the Trump pulled in a lot more supporters than he's, you know, anybody ever has during the presidential election. It's, I don't know if they're ever going to get over this one-party system. Who knows? We'll see.
One-party?
The one-party system we have in California.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's Republicans do exist, but
they
trample them even in the legislative process. They limit their ability to speak on the floor and committee. Yeah. They shut them down, and it's you know, if anybody cares about this, they need to observe. And you know, okay, we tend to elect Republican leaning legislators in this segment of Northern California and some in the Valley here, but it is a 3-to-1 ratio, and it's the cities sending it. So when the cities get tired of crime, high cost of everything, and they want to quit worrying about what their climate change number is, and that CO2 is the ultimate killer, and some other odd things that they seem to prioritize, as I talked about at the beginning. You know, it's just
I don't know what it's going to take to make that change. I don't know. You would think that what happened in the fires that we've been facing up here for, you know, decades, that they got hit with it down there, that you would think that maybe people are thinking of change, but I don't know.
Gavin doing his podcast tour here now, so I think he's trying to...
Did you see what he said?
Metamorphosis into something a little bit different than what he's perceived as, too, so go ahead.
I talked about that this morning when he said that transgender women competing against biological women was not fair. And I don't know if you saw that. And
Charlie Kirk, but
yeah,
it'd be worth watching that whole thing because he just can't quite get there all the way on, you know, like, oh, it's unfair, but then there's always but on this and several other issues he's talking, like, well, there's school books, okay, yeah, I know they covered that, and Democrats want to say Republicans want to ban books, they're book banners, they're book burners, like, no, we don't want garbage books that are basically pornographic in schools with below 18 kids. You know, 18. There's no reason. There's no good thing that can come from this graphic stuff in front of our kids. That doesn't mean you're a book banner. It means you have a little bit of discretion. So Gavin couldn't quite get there with them on that. Like, well, you know, we've got they're banning books. You know, so it's just you can't quite get real there. You know.
The president is, you know, obviously has said the Department of Education is leaving us, and I guess gave Secretary McMahon marching orders to shut down the Department of Education. But now they're talking about also taking a look at FEMA. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, Department of Education, as it is, was created during the Carter administration, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's in both of our lifetimes. It's not
a
hallowed organization that is really, you know, move the ball a lot on education. It's been, and that combined with other programs, that has the federal government really done a great thing. You know, George W. Bush thought he needed to have an education initiative called No Child Left Behind, and all you heard was the teachers all complaining about it, because all it means is more testing. So does the federal government have a solution to add to the bureaucracy of schools? I'm not sure that it's doing a whole lot of good. It can use money as leverage to say, hey, do this, hey, do that. But, you know, I think I'd be more willing to let the states figure it out on their own. You would just need a minimal federal standard. I'd say, like, all right, when you graduate high school, you know a certain amount of things.
You should be able to read and write. You should be able to read and add math, you know, just basic stuff, you know.
Yeah, instead of, you know, how to recycle aluminum can and how to name a tree, it needs to be focused on the things that are going to allow people to go be competitive or, you know, move from a high school diploma into a trade school so you can learn a trade and find value there, or if you can go to college or whatever. And that you would have the basics. You would have basic home economics. It's instead of, you know, studying about 35 possible genders. I mean, it's just all a lot of nonsense. And you've seen it, so so I don't know that we'll miss it. I think we just need a federal standard that's if you move from one state to another, that your kid can be pretty much on the same track as the state they left on the education at a particular grade level. And having a little bit oversight on that, it would be plenty. But using the dollars, kind of like they do leverage federal dollars, say, hey, you need to put more bike lanes in. You need to put more this or that in besides what the locals want to do with the money. So, or we'll pull your federal highway dollars, you know. So when it's a Democrat administration, it's going to be all about doing climate change and plugging in electric cars that most people don't want. So it's always nice when you get the Fed out of it. No, we live in California, so we're probably not going to like a lot of the results they do on their own, but the federal government's not going to fix it on education. So I think reeling that back is probably not going to be missed too much. What was the other one?
FEMA. You started talking about FEMA, too, being eliminated and letting the states handle that. What do you think of that one?
Well, the FEMA is a money distribution system is really yeah. what it boils down to. So does the federal government have a role in fixing up the problems that happen in each state? That's always a good question to ask. Every time there's a hurricane or a fire, isn't the federal government's job to come in with billions of dollars? I mean, I'm just asking this philosophically. Is our fire the concern of some other states? Is the L.A. fire the concern of the other states? And then there's great concern that Gavin's asking for $40 billion that he did on his visit. And other states say, well, we see the wacky stuff you do out there. And my colleagues tell me, how much of that $40 billion is actually going to get towards rebuilding the infrastructure or the homes or setting it up where you can do so versus how much is going to go for some la-di-da climate deal or, you know, changing the homes all into stacked housing that nobody wants to live in, like, you know, like in peak China or something like that, right? So Gavin's already saying that they want to have climate be a part of the thinking on the new homes. Like, well, the only thing I'd be concerned about is, are you making them fire resilient, making them out of the right materials that they'll withstand fire, stuff like that. But, you know, that's what Paradise has to go through. That's probably what Zog and Redding had to go through. But the new homes, there need to have a little more fire resiliency. Other than that, let them build their home how they want.
Well, the FEMA is you know, it's there to come down and, like you said, distribute money. If the money, it would be kind of like they would be a much smaller agency that the states say we're going to handle this, and but we need this much money to rebuild and all that. It would save billions in overhead.
They can bring a lot of resources to a place that the size and power of the federal government that a state may not have. So completely dismissing it, you know, or me being a little bit flippant saying it's money distribution. I mean, it's done a lot of help in particular areas, but I think the frustration with it is the sloth-like pace sometimes that can happen in a bureaucracy or whatever the political manipulation might be atop there. Because, you know, under Biden, FEMA's putting a lot of money into illegal immigration housing and moving illegal immigrants around and stuff. That's not the mission of it. It's supposed to be, you know, Federal Emergency Management Agency. So what is the emergency? And if there is an earthquake, there is a fire, there is a flood or a hurricane or tornado, the theory would be they have the equipment and stuff to mobilize that to an area fairly quickly and help get stabilization for people. So if it can meet that mission, if it can meet it more efficiently, and people are mad about the Biden version of it, and that's what Trump was mad about. We were down at L.A. at that conference about 5 weeks ago there, and I mentioned FEMA did, you know, nice job of, and we were grateful for the help it did up here
in
Paradise and other areas. And Trump responded like, well, that was the old FEMA. We don't like this new FEMA. And, you know, well, I get it, but
I think it's the same
people. I'm not going to argue with them there on TV either, so
yeah.
It doesn't help me get my job done. But if you can have Doge run through it there and say, here's the parts it should do, and here's the parts that are wasteful.
A more surgical look at it, you might say.
Exactly.
Instead of the chainsaw.
What we can live with. So I don't know that we should get rid of it right away, but
yeah.
I think if we can first try the surgical approach and see does that actually get the result you want, then that's good. I mean, you heard all the numbers on, I'll say the word Social Security at my great peril, but you heard the horrendous database and the way that is and people that are kept track of by an age range that doesn't even exist. Like, well, come on, we need to get out of the 1978 computer system and maybe have a little better way of tracking that. And still not affect negatively anybody's benefit or anybody that's really in the system that should be in the system, the people that have paid in. We can do both of those things without saying, you know, all these guys want to get rid of Social Security or privatize it or whatever. No, we need to look at it because it's going to be upside down in 2032. It's going to be, the trust fund will be gone in 2032 or 33, and then several bad things have to happen after that.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know if you're going to be in Redding this weekend for the Redding Rancheria Community Fund or anything else, but if you are, we'll say hello. Yeah. Well, look.
Are you there?
I am. I'm here. Take care, and thanks so much for joining us every month.
Okay, thanks, man. We'll see
you. You bet, Congressman. Okay, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We've got a lot of surprises for Monday. I mean, besides Shasta College, we're going to be talking about this proposed 1 cent sales tax. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.